And it is Famous Dave's Barbecue Day in our Hope and Holes $20 dine-in or gift or to-go gift certificate available, no expiration date. So everybody who gets behind me in our Hope and Holes went 5-5 last time a couple of days ago. But then yesterday, I guess, Jason Cans, that got I got outdone a bit because Josh Van Gorkum put all a pastor from Calvary and Eau Claire put all five in one particular net, and that was deemed more skillful rather than just putting him whatever net. But whatever, I'll take 5 for 5.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, as some of your numbers had been, I think that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would definitely take it.
The best I had been before the other day was 2 for 5. But yeah. So anyhow, we'll give that a go. Raising support for WIB Incorporated. Only 3 more days, and. Was kind of tough getting up this morning. Went to a book group last night, and it's a once-a-month deal. And, you know, by the time it was 8:30, I went over to my wife and said, could we please go? So
nice.
But still, that didn't mean really lights out till probably 9:45. So
what's the gap there? Why not just go home and go right to sleep?
You know, there's bedtime preparation. My wife and I play Connections. I did not. The last couple of nights, I've not tried to read to her. I'm just like, I'm too tired, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Also, this is an effective tool. It could probably work either way in a marriage, but my wife happened to say before bed, she's like, yeah, I remember when you used to do the dishes. And so that was a reference to the morning. She talked about, yeah, she did the dishes yesterday. And so, you know, the morning will come. And I don't know, somebody overnight apparently dirties plates and glasses. And so things don't always make it into the dishwasher. How does it work at your house?
During the week, Tessa does dishes in the morning, and then on the weekends, I do dishes. But like you, I mean, we just have people eating 24 hours a day, it seems like. You know, we're all on such different sleep schedules. But, yeah, during the week, that's Tessa's job, and then I do it on the weekend.
Nowhere near as many dishes as there used to be because we've got fewer people around. But
right.
Yeah, sure. You know, she didn't just say, would you do them? It was just like, yeah, I remember you used to.
Yeah.
And so when she got up this morning before I left, I was at the sink. I said, oh, here's Mark doing the dishes.
Nice. Yeah. Trying to make some points there. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do what you can.
Did you see the Mr. Rogers that I shared?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
It was just a message. I said, what the world needs now is more Fred Rogers. It was him in 2002 returning to Dartmouth. A wonderful message, basically. You're loved as you are. So,
I'll go look for that.
Yeah. We'll maybe share it on the exit side here this morning. But also, you know, we've talked about, you know, what's the difference between patriotism and nationalism? And sometimes in today's era, right, attention spans are short, so you need to boil it down. And I heard something that was good defining last night for me, and I think I passed that on to you as well, which is just the individual said it's when you're using faith for power. And they weren't even, that was like, no. And it called to mind for me one of my favorite verses, Galatians 5:6, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So faith is supposed to lead to love. It's not a lever for power.
Right, yeah. You know, and I think I remember when we first started talking about nationalism versus patriotism, that was one of the first questions you asked me, was, well, how's this different from patriotism?
Right.
You know, and I think there's this love for country, love for fellow humanity.
Yeah.
The idea of America.
Yeah.
It even ties into the Romans 13 stuff. You know, do we love what America stands for?
Yeah.
Or are we really trying to use power to control what other people are doing?
Let's close our segment for the week by listening to Mr. Rogers. Let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
He could talk.
Meant for the child in each of us.
Start from the top here, Fred.
There's a neighborhood song that is meant for the child in each of us. And I'd like to give you the words of that song right now. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your caps and gowns. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you.
There we go. How about that from Fred Rogers, Edison of the weekend?
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
All right. Have a good one, friend. Thank you. All right. About it, Jason Kanz, WWIB Radio. And somebody asked us to make a birthday wake-up call, so that's what we're trying to do right now. And the young man actually has a birthday on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Jake.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark Halverson, WWIB Radio. You're live on the radio. How's that feel?
Feels great.
All right. Well, you seem pretty... You know, the thing is, even as a broadcast journalism major in school, they're like, interviewing kids can be tricky, but you seem like a talkative guy.
Yep.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Your birthday is Sunday. You're going to turn 9. Tell me more.
It's at a place that's called, I'm having a friend birthday party, but I don't know what's the place called.
Okay.
It is at a Nerf war.
Ooh.
And, my real parents, my family,
uh-huh.
I should say, on the Sunday after church, we're going to go to my house, and that's my real birthday, so, yeah.
So when is the Nerf War? Is the Nerf War today, or when is the Nerf War?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so Saturday. So you got a whole weekend birthday extravaganza planned.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Wow, 9 years old. I mean, that's getting up there. You know, it's one thing to be 8, but 9, that means you're a year away from 10.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, we like to play a song for birthday celebrants, so give this a listen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
How about that for a song to get you started?
Yeah, that feels great.
Yeah, good, good. It's not even your birthday yet, so we're warming things up. Hey, do you have a favorite song or a singer or anything that we could play for you?
My favorite song is Today I Die from Toby Mac.
Toby Mac. And what's it called again?
Today I Die. Till the Day I Die.
Till the Day I Die. All right, little Toby Mac music for you this morning here on WWI. You know, I just found that one. So, all right, that's going out to you and all the listeners. Have a great birthday weekend, Jake. Happy 9th birthday.
Thank you.
All right, what a cool kid Jake is. A Nerf war and everything to be looking forward to, and now his favorite song on the radio. All right, Hope and Holes. After years of Hope and Hoops, and the first half of this month, Hope and Hoops, it's Hope and Holes, and a $20 Famous Dave's gift certificate we'll draw for here before 7 this morning. In fact, at the end of this segment, recapping who we've got so far, Jen in Chippewa Falls, $5 per made putt. I just went 1 for 3, missed the first two, but hit the third one. And Melissa in New Auburn, $15 for made putt. One of those is going to go away with our Famous Dave's gift certificate. Unless you want to jump in, you can during the putting right now at 715-396-1670, 396-1670, and still be included in the drawing. Let me get Mike 4 up so I can talk to you when I'm putting, and away we go. All right, when I went 5 for 5 the other day, the glass is off, so those are more for the nearsighted, for the reading, which the older you get, folks, the more you need that. All right. Saw Josh Van Gorkum put 5 of the 100, but really any of the nets, 5 nets is possible, doable. And so here we go. Here we go. The first one. Get in there in the 300. All right. 1 for 1. 1 for 1. 2 for 2 in the 300. All right. That's kind of my sweet spot this morning. All right. Here's the green stripe ball on a 2 for 2. And that's in the 500. 3 for 3. All right. That's 8 in a row, folks. 8 in a row. You go back to the other day, so we're on a hot streak here, but no bragging. 2 more to go. 2 more to go. Oh, that was off. It was given a shot at the 300. And yeah, you know, pride comes before the fall. All right, so Here we go. The last one to kind of close it off. Heading into the weekend. Yeah. A little too strong. So I got a little too full of myself at the end there. And got humbled by the game, which golf will humble you. You know what they say, a good walk spoiled Harvey Penick. All right, coming up on 8 before 7. Let me find my glasses so I can see. I'll be like Mr. Magoo around here. All right. And thank you so much to Jen and Melissa. I don't know where my guy support was. I used to have guy friends, but I don't know. They kind of left me. And so thank you, dear sisters in the Lord. One of the two of you going away with a $50, not 50, getting carried away, $20. I guess if you add up the three, it'd be 60 for the day. But we like drum rolls around here, so eight putts in a row. You go back to the other day, and then a little bit too much, in the pride area. So, all right, the drum roll. Is it going to be Jen? Is it going to be Melissa? Who gets it? And the winner is, it goes to Jen. Jen Reese, congratulations. You get a $20 Famous Dave's gift certificate from us here at WWIB. Thanks for supporting Hope and Holes and WIB Incorporated and helping keep those 20 Christ-centered programs right where they belong here on WWIB. Another CCM song showdown here on a Friday morning, WWIB, as two great artists. Again, this is the semifinals, Caleb.
Semifinals,
yeah,
now.
This is big.
This is the last four.
And it's kind of exciting because we've had three winners in 3 years, and we're going to have a fourth winner this year because none of the defending champs are still going. And so Jason Gray's Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying, nominated by Miriam. We'll hear from her in a moment. And then the Newsboys' Magnetic is the song that Clayton and Chippewa Falls is going with.
So, again, we'll hear from both of the nominators about why they chose this song from this artist. And you can vote through 745. Two ways to vote. Text 715-396-1670. 396-1670. That's also a great way to pledge for Hope and Holes this morning. Get the running for that $20 Famous Dave's gift certificate. But you can also get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, that private Facebook group to try to keep spam out. You can join that and get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that's live there right now. But let's hear from Miriam about why she chose Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying from Jason Gray, that song going up against Magnetic by the Newsboys. You decide who moves on to the championship.
Hi, WWIB family. This is Miriam Freeman. I chose Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying by Jason Gray because of the beautiful way in which Jason tells stories. He balances being vulnerable with being fun and comical so beautifully. This song serves as a good reminder to love others, especially when they are hard to love, and to love ourselves as Jesus loves us too. God bless.
Hi, this is Clayton from Chippewa Falls, and my song is Magnetic by the Newsboys. I chose this song because it tells the repeated story of how we sin, push away God, and deny that he was even existing. But God always forgives us and pulls us back, even when we deny him. Please vote for the Newsboys and my song, Magnet.
41 degrees, but we have tallied up the votes, and we can even declare a winner right now. Again, Magnetic by the Newsboys, Halvo nominated by Clayton from Chippewa Falls against Miriam from Ladysmith's nomination, Jason Gray, and she went with the song Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying. And I have to say, again, the voicemails they left for us, kind of the introduction to their songs, I thought both of those young people were just phenomenal and how well thought out. And again, it moves my heart to see this, not just, oh, I like this song. And there's nothing wrong with liking the song, the beat or the sound of it, but the spiritual connections that the young people are drawing from it. Mm-hmm. That's what we're about here at WWIB. We want to connect you to the gospel hope. And that's what these artists are doing as well, too. So again, that really made my heart rejoice this morning.
Amen, brother. 100% exactly what you said. And the winner is in our semifinal, moving on to the championship on Tuesday. Jason Gray, Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying.
Jason Gray, Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying defeats the Newsboys Magnetic. Jason Gray moves on. And again, the championship, we didn't time this out, but yeah, Election Day in Wisconsin. Make sure you go out and vote. But Election Day is also going to be Championship Day. And we'll have our other semifinal, 7:15 to 7:45 on Monday morning. Well, our Friday morning tradition here, 7 minutes before 8 o'clock, 41 degrees. We got to get you fine folks caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. But as always, we respect your time, so we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, thieves took 8 Corvettes from a lot where they're built in Kentucky, but police recovered the vehicles and made an arrest.
Yeah, the Fast and Furious sequel nobody asked for, The Slow and the Apprehended. Researchers say dolphins refer to each other by a distinctive sound. In other words, the researchers say that dolphins have names for each other.
And so far, all the names they found are better than celebrity baby names.
Looking at you, Kanye.
Some health experts believe that advances in science will eventually enable humans to live decades beyond current age trends.
Even so, it is expected that at age 90, you may feel like Simone Biles, but you'll probably look like Mick Jagger. A study confirms that taking a nap enhances memory.
Honey, I'm just going to close my eyes for a few minutes because I want to be sure that I remember as much of this obscure British television show as possible.
Seems legit.
There's been another reminder of the danger of young kids consuming caffeinated energy drinks.
Especially if you're going to be stuck inside with them all weekend.
Yikes.
The Apple Watch recently turned 10.
And if you spend too much time looking at it, it's the watch where you're going.
Indeed.
Finally, a study found that men with wider faces are not trustworthy.
Wider faces? No wonder I don't trust the health claims made by the Pringles mascot. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
2-2 is a high fly ball deep left field. Dominguez back at the track. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Vinny Capra!
An emotional moment there. Brewers Radio Network, Lane Grindle with the homage to Bob Uecker on the first home run of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Drew, all the way from Detroit on the line, says keep your eye on the ball. Last one goes and to the top, the 500. So let's get the reaction from Ben. Yeah, this is not like the hoops, huh? You found it
no,
harder.
No, this was a little brutal.
Yeah. Today's number is 3.6 billion. That is the pounds of dog waste produced each year by the over 50 million registered dogs in the U.S. We probably didn't need to know that. You might not want to share that at the water cooler. It is the number of the day, however, and it is a reality. And if you take your dog and you walk your dog, please, 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 you better be cleaning up after your pooch because the pooch isn't cleaning up after themselves. I think we haven't had a chance this morning. I know I didn't early to talk about the Ren Collective concert. And you know what, Caleb, during the concert, I was thinking to myself, we're going to get on with Caleb on Monday morning and say, we told you guys it was going to be a great concert.
It really was fantastic. Just a full packed house. So great to see so many of you there.
John Scott Men's Apparel, $50 gift certificate. And I got to say, with your massive weight loss since like last May, June to today, have you needed to redo your wardrobe?
I have a completely different wardrobe now. Yeah. I think the only thing that shoes, I still wear those.
Yeah.
I have one sweatshirt. I think it's probably either a double or triple extra large tall, and I still keep that, and I completely swim in it, but I love it because it keeps me warm.
Yeah.
And both of my cats can fit in it at the same time.
Well, Caleb, Easter just over 3 weeks away, and the peeps are everywhere.
The peeps are everywhere. So many different flavors. In fact, I was stopping in at Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa yesterday, and he said, yeah, I'm making a Dr. Pepper peep cheesecake. And I said, I didn't know there was such a thing. He pulled them out for it. They have Dr. Pepper flavored peeps, and he's going to make a cheesecake out of it. Pastor Josh Van Gorkum from Calvary Church in Eau Claire is stepping up to the line now here on our WIB putting green. Putt four. Wow. Got it again. He is 4 for 4. So consistent, all in the same hole, going for 5 for 5. And it rolled in. It took a bounce right in front of the $100 hole and went in a perfect 5 for 5. And this 5 for 5, Halvel,
yeah.
I have to say, that's a lot of skill with that because everyone went in the exact same hole. Pastor Josh,
hey,
making it look easy.
Consistency is key in golf, so I'll take